You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from askanything-app.com. Today's breakthrough, deaf children's second ear successfully retreated with gene therapy, despite an immune response from the first dose. Here is what they actually did. Doctors gave a second dose of AAV1-HOTOF gene therapy, for a form of inherited deafness, to the other ear of four children who had already built up immune antibodies from an earlier first-ear dose. This tested a basic assumption that has worried the gene therapy field, that one-shot viral therapies might be impossible to repeat once the immune system has seen the virus. All four children showed improved hearing in the newly treated ear. Why it matters. Most approved and experimental gene therapies are designed as one-time treatments partly because redosing was assumed to be blocked by immunity. If redosing can work, it opens the door to treating a second affected organ, or retreating if an effect fades. How strong is the evidence? Clinical trial result, single-arm trial, only 4 patients, ages 2 to 3, 26 to 52 weeks of follow-up. Extremely small sample. Where this stands today. Early human trial. And the reality check. For patients is not enough to know how reliable or safe redosing is in general. One child had a low-grade blood cell side effect. This publication's exact date could not be independently confirmed against Nature's site, paywalled. Treat the date below as approximate pending confirmation. You can read the primary source and get a full-cited report at askanything-app.com.